Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you good news from around the globe. A World War II hero from Maine gave himself a 90th birthday present, his first skydiving jump from an airplane. Lester Slade of Exeter said he wasn't nervous strapping on the parachute, although he'd never jumped with one even during his more than 40 years flying for the Navy and the Coast Guard. As he gracefully floated to the ground, strapped in tandem with an instructor, another skydiver trailed a big American flag in the air behind them as family and friends watched on the ground. Recognized as one of Time magazine's 25 most influential Americans, Stephen R. Covey dedicated his life to simple leadership principles that can help any person truly control their destiny and effectiveness. Since its publication in 1989, his landmark book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, sold more than 25 million copies in 38 languages and remained on the New York Times bestseller list for 5 years. Covey, 79, died last Monday from complications resulting from a cycling accident. He is being remembered as a business professor, management consultant, speaker, and motivator, but also as an all-around lovely guy, great family man, and a grandfather to more than 50. Stephen truly believed that the greatest work we do is within the four walls of our own homes and was a model of a loving and committed husband and father to the end. Actor Charlie Sheen will donate at least $1 million of profits from his show Anger Management to help the nation's injured troops. The Platoon star announced Monday that he'll donate 1% of the profits from the show with no cap on the final amount to the United Service Organizations, popularly known as the USO. The group called the gift one of the largest donations ever from a private individual. And our top story for today, a new online education platform founded by Stanford computer science professors is on a mission to change the world by educating millions of people with free classes from top universities and professors. Coursera offers non-credit classes in categories across the math, science, business, and humanities fields, featuring videos, quizzes, and electronic assignments created by 16 top universities from the U.S., Europe, and Canada. Already, a million students from 190 countries have enrolled in the internet courses that launched last September from four universities: Stanford, Michigan, Princeton, and the University of Pennsylvania. Coursera's venture into online education arose in the wake of MIT and Harvard launching the first such education platform called edX, which created a seismic shift in higher education. Higher education is ripe for innovation. It is too expensive and limited to a few, said John Doerr with a venture capital firm that invested millions in Coursera. The potential is profound with these opportunities for personal and economic growth and development. Visit Coursera.org to learn more and sign up for courses. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.